Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about a socher, somebody who rents an animal. A socher would be obligated to pay for damage that happens for negligence, because he was negligent in watching or caring for this animal, or for a type of damage that he had the ability to prevent. But if there was an unavoidable damage, the socher would not be responsible. Here we'll talk about if a renter doesn't keep to his terms of the rental, is he obligated to pay for the damages that happen? Mishnah says, "Hasocher et hamor leholicha bahar, beholicha babikah." Somebody rents a donkey and he agrees that he's only going to have it walk on a mountain, but instead he walks it through a valley. Babikah beholicha bahar, or he says he's going to walk it through a valley, but he instead takes it to a mountain. Afilu zo eser milin, vezo eser milin. Even if the distance in the journey that he was taking with this donkey, let's say he was having this donkey carry merchandise for him, and both of the journeys, whether he went through the valley or he went through the mountains, was 10 mil. So he didn't add any distance by going through one of these different areas that he never specified he was going to. He specifically had a deal with the owner of this donkey. He was going to go through the valley or going to go through the mountain, and he deviated from that plan. We say vameta, and then the donkey died, and we don't know why he died. Hayab, the renter is obligated to pay for it. It could be that the owner of this animal specifically wanted his animal to go through a certain type of land, either a mountain or a valley, because the air in those places, air in the mountains is cool, air in the valley is warm, and maybe the donkey was used to a certain type of air when he was actually working and carrying merchandise, and the owner of the donkey could claim, it died because the renter did not follow the instructions, therefore the renter would be obligated to pay. Now we'll talk about a situation. Is an owner responsible to provide a renter with a replacement animal if the animal that he rented is not functioning, it's not usable? Let's say somebody rented a donkey and that donkey became blind. Sagina hor over here, a beautiful, positive way of speaking. Hivrika means it became lit up, but it really became blind. Or shina aset angadia, or it became seized by the king for the service of the government. And it was taken, and it's going to be returned eventually. The owner of the donkey could say, the animal is yours before you. You have the ability to use it to some extent, so therefore, the owner does not have to replace it. The donkey here, if it's blind, it still could be used in some way. Let's say the man could put merchandise onto it and lead it, even if it's blind. And the king's men are eventually going to return this other donkey, so we'll have it for some extent. The owner does not have to replace it. Meta onishbera, but if the donkey died or it broke, let's say a limb broke of it, and therefore can't do any work at all, hayav lehamid lo hamor, the owner has to provide another donkey for the term of the rental, or he has to return the money. We said earlier in the Mishnah that if the renter did not follow the specific instructions of where he could take the hamor, then he would be responsible for payment in the situation that the animal died. But here we'll say that that's only if the animal died for an unspecific reason. But if there was a specific reason of how the animal died, then the situation changes. Hasocher et hamor leholicha bahar veholicha babikah. Let's say somebody rented a donkey and he agreed to the owner's stipulation that he was going to only take it on a mountain, but he took it to a valley instead. If the donkey slipped and died, the renter would be exempt from payment. Reason here is, even though he didn't follow the owner's instructions, here you can't consider the death of the animal to be the renter's fault. A mountain is more steep. A mountain is more slippery. So if he followed the owner's instructions and he went over there, the animal would have been more likely to slip because of the steepness of the mountain. But here, when talking about a valley, he took it against the will of the owner, but still, the valley is not a slippery place. So therefore, the type of death that happened was a, in a way, unavoidable circumstance, an accident, and therefore the renter would be exempt. But v'im hu hama hayav, if the animal overheated because of the heat of the valley and then it died, then the renter would be obligated to pay. He would be responsible for the animal's death. He had an agreement that he was only going to take it in the mountain. The mountain is much cooler air. So when he brought it in the valley and it died of heat, that would be his responsibility because he increased the danger to this animal. And we reverse the situation. Let's say he rented a donkey and he agreed that he was only going to take it in the valley, but then he took it to the mountain. Halacha is, if it slipped on the mountain and died, the renter would be obligated to pay for it in that situation. If he kept to his agreement and he only took it to a valley, which is less steep, which is less dangerous, then maybe the animal wouldn't have slipped. But if the animal died of overheating on the mountain, then the renter would be patur, he would be exempt, he wouldn't be responsible for the death, because if he took it to the valley like he agreed, kal vachomer, it would have been much more of a situation where it would have overheated and died. If it died in a mountain with cool air, if it died in the harim with cool air, kal vachomer, it would have died in the valley, which is much more hot. But if the donkey became overheated and died because of climbing of the mountain, then the renter would still be obligated to pay because it was the exertion that he put onto the animal of walking upwards as opposed to walking downward in the valley that caused the death of the animal. So in that situation, even though it overheated in the mountains, it was because of the exertion, and therefore the renter would be obligated to pay.